All right, welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Thursday night. Got through hump day and got a little bit of a cold snap here in Kentucky, but I'm loving it. The wood stove is going. And so another winter's last stand with the mid-20s early in the morning, just before it warms back up. Here on Republic Broadcasting Network, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that menu button, find the donate button, smash it, send much needed money. Remember, you purchase free speech. You purchase $115 worth, you get a mug and a t-shirt. Make sure you include your t-shirt size. And keep this thing going. That's what's really good about free speech, is you can say whatever you want. You can have a change of heart. You can totally change your message if you want to. And I want to preface you with that comment, because the first article that I want to reference here is an article entitled "Trump America Needs You." Trump America Needs You. And this is from theweek.com, an opinion page. "Dear Mr. Trump, America needs you. I know it's been a rough few months. You lost the election to sleepy Joe Biden, and censorious Silicon Valley liberals have kicked you off Twitter. It must be a bit lonesome down at Mar-a-Lago, but America has a problem and we need your help. You see, the delivery of the vaccines you helped develop during Operation Warp Speed, let's just call them the Trump vaccines, are going out around the country, but many of your most loyal supporters don't want to get them. If you went on TV and urged your fellow supporters, your followers, to get vaccinated, and called upon conservative media and told them to stop casting doubt on your vaccines, America could end this pandemic much more quickly. Vaccine uptake has been going very strongly. We've got hundreds of millions of vaccines on the way, and 145 million shots already administered. All told, on vaccination, America is doing shockingly well, leaving the snooty European Union in the dust. Even deep state libs grudgingly agree that you deserve some credit for Operation Warp Speed, which provided the initial funding to kickstart vaccine development and production. So far, so good. But many conservative states are already struggling to make use of the doses they are getting. Supplies are piling up and many appointments are going unfulfilled. The main reason is that Republicans, and especially Republican men, tend to be skeptical of the vaccine, according to a recent NPR PBS news poll. They found that Republican men are the most vaccine skeptical group in the country, with 49% reporting they would not get vaccinated, while the Kaiser Health News poll found that nearly a third of both Republicans and white evangelicals say they will definitely not get vaccinated. Even dozens of Republican members of Congress have not gotten their shots. That may be because they've been watching some of your favorite television programs, Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham. They've all been running disgusting smears of the Trump vaccines for weeks. Carlson in particular has repeatedly interviewed the former New York Times sicko Alex Berenson, who is apparently trying to make a quick buck spreading disinformation about your wonderful vaccines. You already know that you get support. We already know that you support vaccination. You said yourself that you and your wife got the shot. And at CPAC recently, you said, everybody, go get your shot. On Newsmax recently, you said, I got the vaccine. I got the FDA to do it in 9 months instead of 5 years. That's going to save the world, frankly. So how can you tolerate these other conservative media personalities talking nonsense about your big, beautiful vaccines? How dare they? It's a personal insult to you and a slander of all your hard work and leadership. And will quite literally get thousands of your own loyal supporters killed. Those are votes, future Republicans and Republican candidates may very well miss. So I humbly suggest that you start making some calls and booking some appearances on these shows. Sean Hannity is a good friend of yours, and I'm sure that you would at least have you on. Tell your local loyal MAGA supporters every chance you get that all red-blooded patriots should get the Trump vaccine immediately, just like you did. Again, it could save their lives. Very, very well-written article. And I have to wholeheartedly agree. I mean, I think I've been a little bit wrong on this vaccine thing, and intelligence allows for a change of mind. We should all get the vaccines. I mean, our fellow world citizens could be at stake. I mean, number one, do you want to be a risk to your fellow world citizens? And number two, don't you want to show solidarity? I mean, we are all in this together. But I realize that even though we get the vaccines and that we can return to some sort of a normal, even though it's a new normal, the masks are still required. I've been starting to wear my mask in the truck riding around by myself, just in case virus particles are floating around on the road and happen to get into the air conditioning system. And if one mask is protecting you 75%, wouldn't it make sense that two masks protect you 150%? It's math, people. Wear your mask. You should also social distance. Even though you've had the vaccines, even though you've had all the rounds of them, which I'm going to run out and get, you should still social distance, because that is what we are told to do. Rights. Constitutional. Do you have the constitutional right to infect the 30-year-old at the grocery store that you come in contact with, and then she goes to her great-grandmother who is 97 in the nursing home and kills her? Is that your constitutional right to kill grandma in the nursing home? Get the vaccine. Wear the mask. Just don't argue. Do what you're told. Okay? Do what you're told. It's science. Believe science. You must believe it. I believe science. Oh, yeah. But also, the lockdowns help stop global warming. I mean, that's a no-brainer. And it's worth sacrificing a few mom and pops so that the planet doesn't get hot and the ice caps melt. And then that water mixes up in the ocean, and we have day after tomorrow tier, like Ice Age. All of this is very important. It's all very important. But that's the main thing. Trump was right on the vaccines. But, you know, he was wrong on immigration. I mean, I'm not really worried about whites being genocided. I mean, Trump was wrong to focus so much on immigration. What is white? I mean, white is just a construct. I mean, who's white? These third worlders coming in, and third world, that's such a derogatory. These countries that have yet to be fully realization of their development, they can come in and adapt our American values. They can be just like us. They can pledge allegiance. They can, you know, work in our businesses. It doesn't matter whether they're white or not. I mean, white people really aren't. I mean, there's white people everywhere, dude. Like, I walk outside of my grocery store, and inside the grocery store, there's all kinds of white people. I hardly ever see anybody of color. I don't know what this deal is of whites becoming a minority that those right-wingers push. All that matters is that you're American, okay, and that you're a productive member of our democracy. That's all that matters. See, conservatism is the answer. We must be conservatives, and we must vote Republican. We're conserving the democracy, people. Hello? We're conserving Lady MAGA. Lady MAGA is proof that people of trans identities can be Republicans too. I think she's kind of cute. Lady MAGA. You know, trans can be Republicans. Trans can be right wing. They can join with us in this struggle to save our democracy from the socialists. Now, look, speaking of which, I didn't vote for Biden, but I got to tell you, he is looking pretty sharp up there, and it is kind of nice to have an adult in the room. I mean, some of his speeches, they sound just as good as he did 30 years ago. You know, I mean, they say he's old. He's not too old. Biden has got this under control. And even though I disagree with some of his socialist policies, I do think it's important to support him as the legitimate president of the United States. And that we got to kind of, you know, we got to not go in with the kooks on the far right about this thing being a stolen election. That would threaten our democracy. We can't threaten our democracy. That's the main thing, is that the democracy stays intact. But even though Biden is very sharp, the day is going to come when, you know, maybe he needs to step down. Maybe he realizes that, you know, he's done his part. And the patriotic thing to do, the democratic thing to do, would be to step down. And then we would get Kamala Harris, and she would be our first. Hang on. I'm trying to maintain my composure. I'm kind of choked up right now. I'm pushing the tears back. Our first black female president. I mean, even though I disagree with some of her socialist policies, how progressive is that? How far have we come? First black female president. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Abraham Lincoln would be proud. All right, I gotta regain. So as much as I think Biden is capable, I mean, when he does have to step down, we have to embrace the first black female president, because that is our democracy. That's what democracy brings us, you see. And we can disagree with her, but we still have to support her, because that's freedom. And while Biden's in the Biden and Harris presidency, perhaps they can get rid of the evil dictator Assad. Maybe he can get rid of him. I mean, Assad has gassed his own people. He's gassed babies. Babies. How have we let him stay in power all of these many years? I just hope that we can bring an end to that. Bring an end to the Assad regime. And maybe the evil Russians will not stand in the way, as they have done in the past. The Russians, remember the ones that interfered in our election? Even though I voted for Trump and MAGA, I do acknowledge that there was some Russian interference, and I have to deal with that end of the day. And along with Russia, we've got Iran, that did say they would wipe Israel off the map if they had the choice. Death to America, death to Israel. We got to keep Iran in check, and if that means war, then that's what it means. Because Israel is our only democracy in the Middle East. Our only democracy in the Middle East. And if we don't have democracy, what do we have? We have nothing. Nothing. These wars, I know you're a little tired of them, but they're necessary. Israel has to be protected. And if that means 30 years in the Middle East, then that's what it means. Okay? That's the main thing, is protecting Israel from Iran. Because that's what it's all about. And I don't want to hear anything more on this program about Jewish power. Jewish power? Come on. Remember the Holocaust, anybody? 6 million? Adolf Hitler just about took over the world. And the only thing that stopped him was patriotic Americans and patriotic Russians who stopped the evil Hitler before he holocausted every one of the Jews. If there are a few Jews that have, you know, places in our government, I mean, they deserve that. But there is no Jewish power. Biden's not Jewish. Kamala's not. Hello? Was Obama Jewish? No. Was Bush Jewish? I think not. Where's this Jewish power you're talking about? It's the Chinese. The Chinese have control of our government. Haven't you noticed that? Go to Walmart. Go to Walmart. Look at the brand names. Kawasaki, that's Japanese, but the Chinese have control over it. They own Hollywood. Everything has to be run through them. And they're the biggest threat to our democracy right now, the Chinese. So remember, we have to support Israel. Wars for Israel are patriotic. And we have to oppose socialism in the United States. Socialism leads to communism, which is communist China, right? And the Chinese have very, very soundly infiltrated our government at the highest levels in Hollywood. Just look at some of the names out there. Look at some of the companies. It's very obvious. Where did the coronavirus come from anyway? Wuhan. It's the Wuhan flu. So we've got to realign. We have to understand where the threat is and where our loyalties lie. And our loyalties lie to conservatism, the Republican Party, and democracy. That's who we are. And even transvestites can come aboard with us and support the democracy. And as far as immigration, as long as it's legal, I just want legal immigration. And I want, by legal, what I mean are the 11 to 30 million that are already here. If we just make them legal, they can be American citizens. They can pledge the flag. And they can be part of our democracy. Don't you see this? That is the answer. That will solve the immigration. That will solve the whole issue. Make them legal. Then they'll be part of us, see? I hope that you're on board with me with the new direction of the show. And we're going to read a very important Stormer article. Because the Stormer has taken a turn for the better, too. On the way back, after the break, on In Plain Sight.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Inside supporting our democracy
here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to share a Stormer article with you. I think just a change of heart is necessary and a new direction all the way around. And Mr. Englund seems to share my sentiments. Apparently, the Stormer has been bought by Breitbart. Stormer and Breitbart are working together now. And better news you could not have, because what better voice for conservatism is there than Breitbart? Right? What better voice? And it only makes sense. It's a natural union that the Stormer would align with Breitbart. Andrew can get that money that he deserves and needs to continue publishing, you know, in an even different direction, in a conservative direction, one that supports our democracy. You know what's not supported tonight is my internet connection. That's what's not supported. Hopefully I'm coming in all right. But as we take a new direction, people are going to want to attack us. And that is just the thing. And I literally cannot pull anything up right now. But I will tell you that hearing that the Stormer was acquired by Breitbart and that, payment was issued, that really tickles my heart. It makes me feel good in the new direction that we're taking. And I hope that you can call in and let me know what you think. 512-248-8252. Also, we have inplainsight.chatango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T-E. And give me a call. Let me know how you plan on supporting our democracy and the way forward. Because the Democrats are legit the real racist. The Democrats are the real people putting immigrants in cages. The immigrants that just want to come and share and be a part of this democracy and be a great American and not change the culture or the race. What is race even? I don't even think there isn't such a thing as race. That's what the deal is. That's what the new direction is. Okay. But anyway, yeah, apparently the Stormer was bought up by Breitbart. They gave Andrew a call. They'd offered him some money. He took it. And you're going to see a completely new direction. Unfortunately, you can't pull it up online. But you will see that. Another thing that I wanted to address today is this issue of closing businesses down for the pandemic. Sometimes it is necessary. I mean, Fauci is the ultimate final say. He's a very respected, learned doctor. And it is correct that he should make the calls on this because he handled the AIDS pandemic so well. I mean, I've never heard of such medications being, you know, droned out to the homosexual community to help them stay alive another 10 years. Fauci definitely should be able to call the shots on this, along with his benefactor, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, who is the savior of humanity, has declared that we should get vaccine passports. I highly agree. With a vaccine passport, I would be able to know when I go to the grocery store whether I'm safe or not. I want to know that I'm safe, and I want to know that it's safe for the other people in the grocery store to be around me. So I would proudly display my vaccine certificate, which has a chip and a number on it, and could be implanted in my skin. Because how many times have you left the house and you left your keys or your wallet on the kitchen counter? See, you're not going to have that problem with the vaccine passport, with it implanted directly into your skin. Then you would know for sure who's been vaccinated and who's not. And those people that want to be a danger to our other global citizens, they would not be able to use the facility until they complied with the law. I mean, that would make sure that everywhere we go is safe. Restaurants, Walmarts, groceries. You'll know that when you walk in and you scan your hand, your right hand and your forehead, that you have been vaccinated. It's brilliant. It's utterly brilliant. This is from the guy that created Microsoft. Again, a brilliant creation. And he knows so much about medicine and epidemiology. Why wouldn't you trust this guy? I think it's the greatest idea ever. Not only that, but I'm tired of these paper dollars and these checks that pass germs and viri everywhere. I want cryptocurrency. We'll be back with our callers on the other side to see how they're responding to our new direction on the implant side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, and protecting democracy is the name of the game. Bruce from Montana. Bruce, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening, Jeremy. How are you? Go ahead.
Well, I'm doing great. Go ahead, Bruce.
The cynicism in your satire is brilliant, but we mustn't forget that there are many, many more of us than there are of them. And with faith in your heart, we can understand and we can know that ultimately we're going to beat them. So it's not lost on me, your message. It really isn't. But I advocate for a stronger position. I advocate for standing up tall and straight and leaving your mask at home and giving them the big old bird.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for your note of my cynicism on this April Fool's Day. April 1, 2021. I hope I had some people go. Yeah. Yeah, in all seriousness, I couldn't even say that first 20-minute monologue without sounding cynical. It just sounds so ridiculous, doesn't it? Stand tall and it makes you wonder, how do these conservative voices that supposedly represent us, how do they get up and get paid so much money with a straight face and say the things that they do? I don't know how they do it.
Well, they've demonstrated quite clearly that they're terrified. The Capitol building is still surrounded by fences. They're expecting to be called out, it seems to me. And where I'm living in Montana, the legislature and most folks are preparing for battle. And as far as I'm concerned, those evil critters in Washington, perhaps they need their fences.
Not only that, they needed to do a complete background check of all the troops that they stationed there to make sure nobody is right-wing leaning or Trump-supporting. And so that tells you they're afraid of their own military. Now they're gutting our military and replacing them with transvestites and homosexuals and people that would undermine the security of America just because they're afraid of their own military. It does show that they're scared.
Yep, they're terrified, and they should be. I don't know who's queuing up behind me, but I don't want to waste anyone's time. So, can I send my email to the producer? There's a little bit of information I'd like to point you to, not compromising isn't the right word, but I don't want to share information in the common domain without this individual's permission.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just send that to Mike. I guess Mike can take you back on and get the email from you, and I'll get it in the Skype text. That would be fine. Thanks, Bruce.
Sounds good, my man. You take care of yourself.
Appreciate it. All right, next we have Karen. Karen from West Virginia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. I tuned in a little bit late, and I didn't get to hear your monologue, but I do read the Daily Stormer every day, and I have for a long, long time. And I thought that this was a April Fool's joke on the part of Andrew Anglin, him talking about being purchased by Breitbart. I mean, that'd be like FTN being purchased by Breitbart. It just, I don't think that would happen.
No, and it's hard to pull anything over on you guys, the listeners and gals. I just can't. But, I couldn't go through it. I sounded so cynical, and you just can't hardly make it real when you say these things.
Well, you're right. It's amazing how some people can get on the air. Tucker Carlson, I stopped watching him about 3 years ago because I figured him out. He's just, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they can make the money that they make, and then they're so dishonest. They just have no soul. There's something really wrong with people like that.
Every now and then they throw us out something good, and it makes you want to keep listening. But then, you know, overall it's a subversive message. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a misdirection, you know, always the China bashing, and you know, he never really addresses, you know, what the real problems are. But no, I can't see Andrew Anglin being purchased by Breitbart. I was kicked off the Breitbart comment thread a long time ago just for mentioning the fact that Jews were heavily involved in the West African slave trade. And even though it's a fact, and it's an historical fact, and anybody could check it out, they still kicked me off. You know, so I haven't been able to comment there. But it's like a big echo chamber. You notice that if you read the comments, that they're just, heavily censored. Zero Hedge is another place I got kicked off, and not even for saying anything that bad. But they're also very, very heavily censored. I mean, it's getting to be that way almost everywhere. And then you can go on YouTube and see, like, this NAX black gay guy with his demon video, and there isn't even any age restriction on it. And I think about all of the decent people who have been kicked off of YouTube, and then they put that kind of stuff on. It's just horrific, you know, that kids are able to see that stuff. If you haven't seen that, it's really shocking. And I'm not even very shocked.
Yeah, it's very telling that they don't want open debate. I mean, that's that's the number one piece of evidence that they know that they're wrong. They cannot stand an open debate of the truth. So they just censor.
No, I mean, even very legitimate people like Michael Jones have been kicked off, and then yet they have these satanic... I mean, I'm not into all this kind of music, so I'm not sure what all the names of these people, but I've just caught glimpses of this stuff, and it's just horrible. But yet, you know, legitimate people, they kick them right off. But I just wanted to tell you, I thought the Breitbart thing was an April Fool's joke, and I listen a lot and listen to you when you're on Slattery's show, and I enjoy it very much. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for your call. And okay, keep spreading the truth. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Next, we have Ken from New York. Ken, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good night, Jeremy. I felt the same way. I just started reading The Stormer about a month ago, mostly from hearing quotes either from you or Patrick. And I used to occasionally listen to Don in the morning. And I read that, and I couldn't believe it. I said, no, this has to be an April Fool. I read through the entire, I got sucked in until near the end of the article, and I just said, this can't be right. I said, the only money they'd give this guy is to put a contract on him. I don't see how they...
Especially where he was going to go on with Ben Shapiro. He and Ben Shapiro are talking now.
And now he's going to take it easy on God's Chosen because I just hope it isn't true.
We've got to have humor. We've got to laugh, because if we don't, we'll start crying.
Did you see the article on Gordon Liddy? I was sorry to hear that he passed, but he was 90 years old.
He made a really
good story, pictures, and he was posing behind his Corvette, and his license plate said H2O Gate on it. Half Irish and half Italian. That explains
I like
the cigar.
I like the way Andrew's taken the website. It's reaching more people. He's kind of gotten rid of the shock humor, and I think more normal people are going to latch on and be able to read the truth. But, you know, the shock humor had its time. It had its purpose for its time. It drew in a lot of young people, too. His audience is surprisingly young, like high school age.
I don't really know that much about him. I think they used to have a show on before Don on Rents for a while. They had some kind of a problem, and they took him off.
Well, I don't think the Stormer, Andrew never had a show. Andrew appeared on the Storm early on.
Yes.
Like in 2015, Andrew Anglin was on Stormfront as a guest, but they had a little bit of a disagreement in views. That was back when Andrew was doing like way more shock humor, and now he's sort of taken a more serious approach to the website, which I think is good. He's evolved.
I mean, the story about Gordon Liddy was completely the opposite from what I've always heard, because, well, all I've ever heard was what was put out by, you know, mainstream and so-called alternative, which wasn't really nearly as honest, I would think, as he is.
Right.
And it starts to make sense now, some of the things that he did.
Yeah, and Andrew's really young. I think he's only in his mid-30s. You know, his writing has really evolved and gotten a lot better. And I agree with most of what he writes. You know, he's a Christian. His Christian principles have evolved, and his stance on Christianity has evolved quite to the better. So, yeah, it's a good source of news in this fake media.
Well, have a good Easter.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
Talk to you. Good night.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thank you for your call. Next, we have James from Vancouver. James, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Hey, James.
I was going to call 911, but a young man in Kentucky is suffering. I don't know. What are you drinking? Like, hey, man, what are you smoking? But it's okay. I get it now.
Oh, I quit drinking.
No, yeah. All right. How many people in the United States now have taken that so-called vaccine? You know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe 50%. There's a lot of people holding their ground, and they're not taking it.
So what do we got for casualties? That's like 150 million people. Something like that.
Yeah, but in your rural areas and small towns, you got a lot more resistance, and also you have businesses not pushing it. I think when the day comes, and we're right upon the day when businesses and corporations are going to be pressured. I see the day when Walmart won't let you in without a vaccine, and so hopefully you've got some mom and pops in a small town where you can get your groceries.
Yeah. I was in Walmart yesterday thinking the same thing as what you just said. And no, it's not happening here yet, but I can see the day when that very well might be the case.
Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it make sense that they want to destroy those, you know, mom and pop restaurants and businesses because they knew that they would comply?
What happened up here as of Monday of this week, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the so-called government told everyone no more dining in on the restaurants here in a city of 2.5 million people. We can no longer sit inside a restaurant to eat. Now, they say it's going to be temporary, but, you know, I got my problems with that word temporary, right?
It's pretty bad in Canada. I was reading an article, I think it was Monday. There was a family that left Canada to visit a relative. They had an elderly relative in America. Yep. They had negative COVID tests when they left, but they had car trouble. Before they could get back to the Canadian border, their test of COVID had expired by 2 hours. And they were put in quarantine forcibly.
Yeah. I have it on good authority here that in the old folks' homes, everyone's getting the Pfizer, the Moderna, and also if they don't want it, they're getting held down and it's being forced on them.
Wow.
And in one place, they had 80 people in that old folks' home, and they all had to get it, and 30 people have since died. So you got about a 37% attrition rate.
Man, that's pretty bad.
It's just close. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, appreciate your report from Canada, James.
Yeah. Okay. Talk soon.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right. Mike is saying that my audio is getting bad. We've got just a minute or two before the break, and we've got another caller. Dave from New York. Dave, we're going to bring you on. If the break catches you, we'll hold you to the other side. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's actually Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. I got that. I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, yeah. It probably looks the same on the screen. I heard your... this is my first time calling in, but I heard your show the other day with were you on Flattery's show in the morning? Or sometimes?
Yeah, every Wednesday we do Patrick and Jeremy on Flattery's show.
Okay, yeah. So, anyways, was it yesterday you guys were talking about the Asian thing, or the day before yesterday? Well, I have a particular take on that issue. I didn't hear the whole – I didn't have time to listen to your whole conversation, but I kind of got the gist of what was going on. And
we got music. We'll see you on the other side. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, welcome back to the show.
Dave from Nevada. Dave, you were addressing Patrick and I discussing the Asian issue, I guess, and the Jewish infiltration of China.
Yeah, the Jewish angle of that, which I found interesting, and I have kind of my own take on that, especially with regards to these elite schools where people meet and get married and all that stuff. Like Harvard, Yale, and Stanford. If you went by grades and test scores alone, I mean, and this benefits even the white race. If you went by test scores alone and grades, these schools would almost be 100% Asian. There's no question about it. Yeah. If you look at the top 10 countries in the world with the highest average IQs, 7 out of the 10 countries are Asian. Japan, Korea, China. At the very top of the list is Singapore. They have the highest average IQ in the world. So on the whole, the Asian race has the highest of all the general races, not specific nationalities, but of the general races, white, Asian, black, blah, blah, blah. The Asians have the highest average IQ. That's indisputable. So this idea... affirmative action really helps everyone except the Asians because they're, I don't know if you've heard this story about Harvard. They're actually turning down Asian students who are overly qualified, and they're saying that they're failing on the personality exam, like where they write their personality essay. They talk about themselves. Okay? So there is a reverse racism against Asians in a way. But that's just with the schools. But you're right about the Jews being overrepresented in these schools because there's such a small population of the United States. It would be impossible for them, for such a small population, to have a 20% representation at places like Harvard. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's affirmative action right there.
What they don't want,
That's Jewish affirmative action right there.
Oh, it is. You're right. And what they don't want, what the Jewish dominated elite do not want, is for Asians and whites to realize this and sort of form an alliance. And I think that would disrupt the whole anti-China thing, would be disrupted.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even though Asians have a higher IQ, look at all the innovators, though. It seems like all the biggest and best innovators of the last 120 years have been European, specifically German.
Tesla. I totally agree with that. Asians are not innovators. That's not what they are. They're good at perfecting things, like making them better. That's like Toyota. They're workhorses. They study hard. They don't invent things. There's a difference. But I think innovation is not directly correlated to IQ. It's something different.
It is. Well, hey, I appreciate your insights, and please call back to the show. I thank you for listening. We are at the end of the show. Thanks to all the callers. And on this April Fool's Day, I hope you have a great, great day and a great upcoming weekend as you celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And we'll see you tomorrow on In Plain Sight.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.